morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Too many people are having kids. Here's what I think.
I was going to say that's the reason why my parents got divorced.
I think this is, well, they got divorced because also because they hated you and it was your fault, they told me. But it's weird that they texted me that touch. I'm sorry, I should have told you earlier.
No, they told me the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you too?
Me. Yeah. From both
of you. Oh, it was a group text, that's right.
Oh, were you not in it?
It's weird.
Sorry.
It's very weird.
Sorry, Dutch.
Yeah, it's, yeah,
it's sorry, not sorry.
So, you know, yeah,
my entire family is they like my friends and my girlfriends more than me. So
that's true. And they did,
even
they,
after we break up. Guess who still hangs out with my family, by the way?
Oh, I know.
Your nickname was The Reason when they used to talk to us, like, you know? And they'd be like, oh, The Reason.
That was so hurtful on me.
It's like, oh, The Reason. He's, you know, he's the problem, you know? If it wasn't for him. And it's weird because you're an adult and you don't even live with them.
I know. I was going to say. 32 in 2 weeks.
That's how bad you are, Dutch. Just think about that later.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice if you want in contact with the show. Or you go to morelikeradio.com/live every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. to join our main chat. Today is August 10, 2016. We are joining you as we do every Wednesday to talk about serious, serious things. And joining me as always is Marino, call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Hi, everyone.
Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
This is the game, Doug! Woo!
And Ramcat Jackson.
Go fuck yourself.
Yay, his mic's working this week. I'm excited. Woo!
Oh, man, usually I just cut off the music
so
right there. Because Joel then.
So,
there you go.
And then Showgirls happened.
Oh, that last little that I love.
Yeah.
You can't handle caffeine pills, Jesse Spano?
Yeah, well,
diet pills.
No, it was caffeine pills.
Yeah, it was.
You want to fucking come at me with Saved by the Bell knowledge?
I thought you were going to correct him, and apparently I was wrong.
I will wreck your day.
Dutch, apparently we're not friends forever.
Yeah. Ever will be friends.
Forever.
So,
we're not doing this early.
You're right. What's your second favorite show with Mark Paul Gosselaar? Mine was Franklin and Bash.
Oh, Franklin and Bash is all about bashing it up with Franklin and Bash on TNT. Jesus.
He was a lawyer in like three different shows on fucking basic cable, if I remember correctly.
Oh, God.
At least AC Slater has that steady gig on, Entertainment Tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a pretty good... That guy is too handsome for himself. It's ridiculous.
He's too handsome for the Doritos girl. Remember the Doritos girl? And he cheated on her during their wedding, during their honeymoon?
Oh, no, I did. I did not. Hold on. I can't.
Allie Landry and AC Slater were an item, and they were married, and apparently it all went to shit. Check my sources on this now.
This is weird. It's Saved by the Bell trivia that Royce does not know.
I am very shocked and the AC Slater I know wouldn't do that. I'm going to say right now, that's not Jiggy, guys. If that's what he did.
Not Jiggy at all.
That's not Jiggy at all.
It's not Jiggy at all.
Not the Jigs.
No. And by the way, Mark Nixon, a wealth of knowledge on movie and TV stuff. You can listen to The Real Thing.
The Real Thing, which is on morelikeradio.com every Wednesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. I do apologize because my compatriot and far savvier movie knowledge connoisseur, Chris Wetton, could not do the show this week. However, we will have an extra special show that we will have for next week, which will include our reviews of both Pete's Dragon, which is coming out this Friday, and Suicide Squad, which made a ton of money, but we didn't like
it. I want to know what your thoughts were.
The show will be replayed on Wednesday, but it will be on the RSS feed as soon as you give it to me. So if people want to hear it, it'll be up
soon.
Now,
what does our RSS stand for?
Required.
Suicide
Stupid.
Squad?
No. Let me try again. Required.
No.
Improv.
No.
Nailed it.
You're nailed it.
Fucking
tonight.
Nailed it.
Required sucka statements.
Okay. Required statement suckas. I'll turn it around. That's what it is. That's what it means.
That works.
I don't want to know what it really means. Do not ruin my dream. Do not even look it up. I don't care.
Rich site summary.
Come on.
Yes. Originally called Really Simple Syndication.
Mine was better the way I said it. Anyway. I want to know what you think about Suicide Squad, too.
Yeah, we were complaining about it last night on Dutch and Royce. We gave our review last night, but we were saying how you wouldn't give any details on what you thought outside of that you gave it a C.
And I'm
the
very
consummate professional.
I know he is. He fucking is, because I wanted him to talk about it. He's like, I'll say one thing. I'm like, one thing? Like,
that's nothing.
I want to know everything. I want to know what you think.
I want to know what you're thinking,
now,
Mark.
But I'll find out. You're recording the show tonight, right?
No, he couldn't do it tonight because his back is thrown out. But I will say this.
You can't speak into a mic?
His back is thrown out, man. He's
tell
got
him to get over it. Come on.
He's way more important than I am. But I will say this.
People hedge their bets on what you guys say.
Marie and Royce and Tina Buttercup Sunset and Mandy, a.k.a. Appletini from Big Bang Boom Cabaret, were all so happy. Oh, we loved it so much. What did you think? And I'm just walking out. I walked out of there like I've been waiting at the DMV for 2.5 hours. That's what I thought. There's your quick capsule review until the show, The Real Thing on morelikeradio.com.
He just kept shaking his head like, no. And we're like, what do you mean no? What does that mean?
I actually have audio of Mark leaving the studio. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I gave it a B-. That was my grade. I know Mark.
Well, I have audio of Mark leaving the
studio. Oh, well, hear it.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Can someone else play the South Park Randy no or no no cat?
I don't have
or
my
any
thing
other
open.
Nose.
Yeah, I don't have my thing open.
Damn it!
But anyway.
I realize this clip is 30 seconds long.
It's very long. It's a long
no no
clip.
Cat has a lot of nose.
Don't feel shorter than the movie. Here's another thing, too. They spent $175 million on just the movie alone, not to mention the fact that, according to TheHollywoodReporter.com, they're supposed to break even by making $750 million, which it may very well do that because it made such monies, very, very, very dollar signs this weekend. But watch the movie. Don't take my word for it. Watch the movie and the graphics. The graphics are Nintendo 64 caliber graphics, and I don't understand where the money went. Apparently, it went all into
save it for your show.
Margot Robbie booty shorts, and not even her ass, her wonderful ass, could save that damn movie. But anyway,
okay, perfect. Now everyone's going to want to hear
What movie should we be watching right now? What's out that we actually should see?
Last good movie that.
Great ass.
Recent, and you've got your head all the way up it, and even that couldn't save it. Last good movie that I saw was Zootopia.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Everybody
I like that movie
some.
As well.
And everybody wants some, the Richard Linklater movie that is kind of a spiritual sequel to Dazed and Confused. That those two are really good movies. I would also encourage, if you are a movie fan, to watch the show Stranger Things.
Oh, so good.
That is just an awesome 80s sci-fi horror throwback.
I'll be right back. It smells like it's burning in my neighborhood. I apologize.
Okay. Hope it's your house.
No.
Ooh, yeah, Stranger Things, fucking crazy. And like I said, I was saying it yesterday about on Dutch and Royce, but I happened to do an isolation tank thing this Saturday after watching Stranger Things, and it took like 15, 20 minutes to get that out of my head to actually be able to relax because I didn't want to go to the Upside Down.
Weren't you saying something how Stranger Things almost didn't happen and they struggled to get it to air and... Netflix was the only one that
there
picked
were,
it
there
up.
Was like, how many networks said no to it first? I think it was something like 10 or 11.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
I
believe it makes sense because the Duffer
networks.
Brothers had done a movie called Hidden, which I'm assuming is the project that they used in order to basically tell Netflix, this is what we've got, this is our idea, this is our pitch. And Netflix will really make any money. You know what? Netflix has actually got probably one of the savviest business models anywhere, because even if you don't have a successful show or a critically acclaimed show, like, whatever. It's Netflix.
Yep.
Everyone's still giving you $10 a month to watch Breaking Bad or BoJack Horseman or Orange is the New Black.
Because they can take risks. Yeah.
It's almost foolproof. Remember when Blockbuster was like saying, nah, streaming services, it's never going to amount.
That'll never catch on.
DVDs and discs, that's the way of the future. Brick and mortar stores.
Stranger Things was
ridiculous. With them, it's like they're like, we're a destination and we have everything. So if you're a fan of this, you know, genre, whatever, here it is all in one spot.
Yeah, and so now Blockbuster, their logo, I'm using proprietary rights for my logo, which is the real thing on morelikeradio.com, Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m., people.
I was going to say, I thought the logo of Blockbuster was like a sign of Netflix with a penis just dicking it in the air.
Oh, they tried to do the streaming thing, but it just wasn't as good.
No. News sources are saying that they were denied by 15 to 20 times before getting picked up by Netflix.
And now that's the biggest show.
Yep.
I believe it.
Yeah, the creators,
Stranger Things.
The creators of the show Stranger Things revealed in an interview with Rolling Stone that many people did not see its potential. They said the show was rejected 15 to 20 times by other networks before being picked up by Netflix. Many executives hated the idea that the show featured four children as the lead characters, but it wasn't made for children's TV. That was their struggle.
Perfect.
Oh, here's
it. And guess what? I'm sure that the show network executives that told them no are old white men, because old white men know all about what's good for women's bodies and what's popular with the kids and what's going to be successful in movie and television. I want all old white men to die.
Hail Lord Emperor Trump.
Yes,
is what I'm saying.
Or old white lizard people too. Whatever. I mean, I'm cool. I'm not discriminatory. So
got it. Fair.
I posted in the chat if you care the Rolling Stone article. There's a video in there, so maybe we can hear more about it. If not, you can click on the link in the chat if you're listening live and watch it on your own personal time. I don't know.
Yeah. And Mr. Robot is really good. I have to finish watching Preacher. I'm just hearing Western Echo sing. Mr. Robot's great. I have to catch up on Preacher. But yeah, we were saying a little bit yesterday, like, there's no downtime with TV anymore. There's always something, you know.
No, shit. You know, you've got Stranger Things. You've got The Night Of. In 2 weeks, Narcos comes back. And, you know, a month after that, American Horror Story comes back. And I'm sure there's going to be, you know what? Like, the show that I just finally got around to watching, the Eric Andre Show, which is the craziest anti-comedy show I've ever seen in my entire life. There's a point that Hannibal Buress says is that you need to stop making everything now for like a year so that I can catch up to all the stuff that's been made before, so that when you come back in 2018, I can start watching all the new stuff again, but it's never going to be that way.
Yeah, it's too much stuff. It's too much
stuff. There is a lot of stuff going on right now. Royce, what is the show that you want me to watch? It has the blonde comic that is very random. It's kind of Arrested Development.
Lady Dynamite. Yeah, it's the same guy who did Arrested Development. I want to watch it, give it a shot. I mean, I saw the first episode. I didn't dig it too much, but I gave it more of a shot because the reviews are really good. Maybe it gets better.
Oh, Maria Bamford's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, she is. I rewatched Arrested Development, and she was great in the fourth season.
She's a weird person.
She is.
If you ever seen her stand up, like she that character voice she does all the time, but you know she can talk regular because that's another one of her characters.
Exactly.
Is talking like a regular person. It's so bizarre, but it works.
And she got her show really like she got her show in her 40s, which is weird. Usually young comics are the ones getting the shows, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Speaking of blonde things and Netflix, you know what's awful, which is getting a lot of backing, is Chelsea Handler's new show.
Well, she's
Chelsea, oh, my God. Yeah, I know, dude. The ratings are like it has half a star or something. I saw
it's
on Netflix.
It's not good because she's like she's trying to like instead of just being the e-entertainment type show, she's like bringing in like scientists and people who have causes along with talking to her comics and doing it. It's not. I don't think she understands. She hasn't figured out the tone of the show yet.
She's trying too hard to be cool.
Yeah,
I guess, but she's still being her, which works when you're trashing pop culture shit,
right?
Which is why her show was so successful on E.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I don't think she really knows what to do.
I honestly don't hear anything in regards to Chelsea Handler unless she's posting on Instagram naked pictures because of something that happened in the news. That's the only time I ever see her being culturally relevant besides the show that you're talking about.
She does have a big rack and it's nice. She has a nice rack. I've seen, you know, Chelsea Handler does have a nice rack for sure.
I like boobs. Yeah.
The New York Post has an article out that just says, why is Chelsea Handler's new show so awful?
Can we please read this?
Go ahead. Have you seen Chelsea lately? Question mark.
Oh, it's a joke. It's the New York Post. They're so funny and relevant.
You see what they did there?
Fucking hate them. Go ahead.
You see it, Dutch? Mm-hmm. You see the joke? Dutch?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, unless Dutch acknowledges it, we're not moving on.
No. Since May 11th, the comedian and talk show host Chelsea Handler has been hawking her wares on Netflix, airing...
Hold on, stop. I'm going back now and saying that was funny. Hawking her wares is very funny.
Airing episodes of her new show, Chelsea, Wednesdays through Fridays. Mm-hmm. The streaming service doesn't divulge viewership numbers, but word of mouth on the talk show is abysmal. And its showrunner, Bill Wolf, has already jumped ship.
Is he related to Dick Wolf?
Probably.
Okay, go ahead.
It is from the Wolf family.
Okay.
The Wolf pack.
Wolves.
Yeah. It's
when
a shame.
There's more than one Dick Wolf, it's Dick Wolves.
Right.
You got to get back in there. You got to get clumps of stuff. Make sure you choke that shit up.
Go ahead.
It says, it's a shame because Chelsea began as an ingenious idea. In June 2014, Handler reportedly inked a $10 million deal with Netflix to produce a stand-up special, a documentary series Chelsea does, and an entirely novel kind of talk show.
I believe it's called a rockumentary.
Pundits were skeptical. How does a late night talk show work when you can stream it whenever you want? But the choice turned out to be prophetic. In 2016, fewer people are actually watching late night shows as they air.
That explains why Jimmy Fallon has so many views. The reason Jimmy Fallon has so many views, and I figured out why, is there's a lot of house cats that accidentally turn on the TV at nighttime. And that's the only reason.
Oh,
and big fans of watching him play party games.
Exactly. He's like
celebrities.
Yeah, he's just like an alpha cat who does a lot of coke, allegedly.
Cat viewership is up.
Yeah.
Okay. Viewers binge YouTube clips of vehicular karaoke, lip sync showdowns, and cute Jennifer Lawrence confessions.
Again, I'm sorry, but this is all the same thing. That fucking car karaoke horseshit.
That's the only bit he has. The entire show consists around one YouTube bit.
But that's what it is. It's like a YouTube.
Actually.
Exactly. It's a YouTube bit that should be on YouTube. And I don't get it. They're not trying. It's just cheap. You know, it's one of those. That's a bit that Conan would have done once and then done something, you know, like throw it away. But
his entire show
is about it. Yeah. It's like, look how many famous people sing with me. Get out of here. Go back to England.
And yet it's successful as all can be.
Of course it is.
Well, I don't know if the show
you're mad successful. Because you didn't think of it first.
No.
The show made, I don't think that means the show is successful. I think that he found one bit that gets a lot of YouTube views. Doesn't mean that the ratings are up on James Corden.
Yeah, he's not doing well in the ratings, I don't think.
I heard that Stephen Colbert wasn't doing as great as everybody thought he was.
Fourth place.
Here's what he's doing now. He's going back to these Colbert Report bits.
Oh, but like, I thought he couldn't do that because it was a character that was part of the Comedy Central show that he's no longer able to do because it's also owned by Comedy Central.
You want to know who's backing him on it?
What's that?
NBC.
Oh, really?
They're like, take us to court. You don't own his face. You don't own any of this stuff. It's mainly like, you know, when he would do the Bill O'Reilly thing where he would have the words come up and he called it the word.
Yeah.
And he did it once. They sued him. And now he just calls it the word, but it's spelled W-E-R-D. But he still does the exact same bit. And NBC's backing him legally.
No, it's like John Fogerty getting sued for sounding like John Fogerty whenever he was out of Creedence Clearwater Revival. Yeah. And then he ended up winning because, come on, I mean, it's fucking John Fogerty, for God's sakes. Like, you can't suppress an iconic
voice of
the people.
Hold on.
In the court.
I didn't hear about this. This is actually news to me. Comedy Central claims that he can't use that character because they believe they own it. Am I correct by saying that?
Yeah, yes. He got out here. You know what?
I'm sorry. I didn't know this. I'm very interested now.
I actually didn't finish the New York Post.
It doesn't matter.
Article.
Fuck them.
They never said why they didn't think it was so awful.
Oh, I apologize.
I would hear it.
But I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. But hold on to that story. I want to know about Colbert. Go back. Sorry.
Okay. So why is her new show so breathtakingly awful?
Because she's on it.
Next. Chelsea has zero edge. What has always set Handler apart from her schmoozy competitors is her effortless tits.
Oh, I was wrong. Say, sorry.
Effortless tits. No, I'm kidding. Effortless, likable provocation. She wrote a memoir about 50 of her most memorable one-night stands called My Horizontal Life.
Whoa, tell her not to cut herself with all that edge.
She brags about her booze tolerance like a rapper. Her celebrity interviews achieve more in 6 minutes than Jay Leno ever did with 15. Well, rapper T.I.
That's not fair. Leno was terrible.
When rapper T.I. was on his way to prison, Handler asked, you didn't do anything that bad. What did you do? And he said, I illegally possessed machine guns. Handler pounced, and why did you need machine guns? Just wondering. I've never had one, and if I wanted to get my hands on one, I'd want to know why I'd need it. She said, at her best, the host is the most charming snark. So far, the new show has been a sedate, lazy Susan of her best friends like Drew Barrymore and Cy Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, my God. All those people sound terrible to hang out with.
And they were awful interviews.
The interviews are polite.
Just them sucking each other's dick and her
pat on the back
fun.
Literally says polite pat on the back exchanges where the interviewer and interviewee offer other back and forth encouragement. Worst of all is a recurring dinner party series where stars like Chris Evans and the cast of Captain America talk about their project while eating.
Oh, I bet she calls him cute and stuff.
Yeah.
It's absolutely as dull as it sounds.
It's not good.
Oh, okay. So it's just boring.
I saw exactly what they're describing. It's kind of like there's nothing here. There's no edge. There's no nothing.
I'm losing my edge.
I have
a Stephen Colbert.
What happened with Colbert?
Okay, here we go. I'll let him explain it.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed last week was the return of Stephen Colbert, the host of the Colbert Report. I'm glad you liked it.
I have a graphic of him.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And he went back to the character itself.
Who didn't enjoy it so much? Corporate lawyers. Because, and this is true, immediately after that show, CBS's top lawyer was contacted by the top lawyer from another company to say that the character Stephen Colbert is their intellectual property, which is surprising because I never considered that guy much of an intellectual. So it is with a heavy heart that I announce that thanks to corporate lawyers, the character of Stephen Colbert, host of the Colbert Report, will never be seen again. The same way, but what can I do? The lawyers have spoken. I cannot reasonably argue I own my face or name. And as much as I like to have that guy on again, I can't. So instead, joining me now, live via satellite from Philadelphia, please welcome Stephen Colbert's identical twin cousin, Stephen Colbert. Give it up, everybody.
And it just cuts to a shot of him wearing an American flag, and then they have like a back and forth. But yeah. So basically, that's what he's doing now. He still is having it on, but he's doing it in that premise.
Right.
And I guess like they're talking like legal action. They're like, what are you going
to
do?
But the thing is, just enough to be technically legally okay. But come on, you know what you're doing. I love it. That's great.
Who's coming? Who polls, baby? Comedy Central's Viacom, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's Viacom is suing. Is threatening to sue. But how Colbert's
looking at NBC, dude.
Colbert's character is him. Like,
yes,
that's ridiculous. You know what's happening to Comedy Central's getting crushed in the ratings. They're doing terribly.
Well, it was a horrible decision to let John Oliver go from The Daily Show and putting in Trevor Noah. Because if John Oliver, because he was basically the Daily Show's host for like a month.
Yeah.
While Stephen
on the summer,
John Stewart was out on sabbatical and he killed it and everybody loved him.
Yep.
And they let him go.
It's just like sports, man. It's just like sports. No one, the team doesn't give a fuck about you. They will use you up to a certain point until you are no longer, you are replaceable. Get the hell out. So take advantage.
Right, but
as often as you can, as much as you can, get that money, get that guaranteed money, get your license, your image, your brand out there so it's only about you, it's not about your team anymore, fuck it.
The Kanye West method. I like it. All right, what do we want to move on to? You want to read a story, Marie?
Do I want to read a story?
Yeah.
Explain to me this one because I don't even know what's going on. Hinckley, Reagan's would-be assassin, likely to cast ballot after settling in Virginia.
Yes. John Hinckley, the guy who tried to kill Reagan, mm-hmm. got out of the insane asylum that he was in.
Oh.
Released to live with his mom.
He's free to go?
And not only is he free to go.
No longer crazy?
Not only is he free to go, but he could vote.
Nice.
I just thought
is he voting for Jodie Foster because that's who he was trying to kill Ronald Reagan for?
That is correct, for
her good graces.
But you know what it is now, Mark? I don't think he's seen Jodie Foster now. I think he wouldn't care as much anymore.
I don't think he understands that she's a lesbian.
I don't think many people understand that. I've seen Contact though, not a good movie.
Well, I can read it. I suppose.
Man, that's pretty much the summary. I just thought it was
the
funny.
Title's good enough.
Yeah. Yeah, the would-be assassin, he's out.
Do you think it's right that previously insane
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I think everybody should be able to vote. I think at this point, who gives a fuck? Like, I don't care
do you think statistically, do you think statistically there's little enough insane people that if they cast their vote into the system that it's really not going to like sway something into some sort of insane crazy...
Here's what I think is that most insane people don't have time to shower, let alone go to a voting poll. So I don't think the majority of them would vote anyways. Right?
Yeah, plus, do you think that John Hinckley would just vote for John Hinckley because he is in fact crazy?
I mean,
or,
he might.
Or Ronald McDonald or the Kool-Aid Man. And he just writes, oh, yeah.
But what if he's just really, really into, he's like, crazy about everything else, but really good into politics. And he's actually becomes
just awesome.
Like, he's like a fucking savant.
Oh my God. Can you imagine like the dumb political puns he would come up with?
Oh, I don't even want to know.
I once tried to kill a politician and now I'm going to kill the bad political system.
I am literally the only person who's tried to kill big government.
And he would so sound way, way more coherent than Donald Trump.
I would probably vote for Hinckley over Trump. I think you're right. All right. You know what? Why don't we move on to a story near us, a Florida story.
Hold on. Let me get John on because he just signed on to Skype. So I'm guessing he wants to join the show.
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
So let's see if we can get John available.
Want to hear the pew pews.
Yeah. I want to hear the pew pews too. If John will answer.
Okay, we'll get him on.
I'm stalling for time because I'm hoping that John will actually answer his.
Oh
Skype.
My God. Don't worry.
Hold on.
We got lines here.
Yeah. All right. John, you there?
I am.
Okay. Hold on for a second. All right. Now going back to Royce's original article.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
Get off the damn Everyone chair! There's gonna be a meeting between your ass and the palm of my hand!
This is the game, Dad!
What'd you do?
Your nippers are so pink!
I gotta go to the bathroom, Dad!
Dan!
Dan!
Moosen!
I hate your voice.
Kick him in the penis.
Welcome, John. You're ready for a Florida story?
Officer ID'd in deadly Punta Gorda police training shooting.
Fat point. It's fat point.
Sorry. Fat point, to translate it for people who don't speak Spanish.
Because thank you. Punta Gorda police have just confirmed the officer who pulled the trigger.
She said it wrong.
Is Lee Cole, and he's on administrative leave.
That whitey just said Punta Gorda.
The Punta Gorda police department was sued earlier this year when the officer's canine attacked a man on a bike who was stopped for riding a bike without a light.
Put your leg down. Put your leg down. Lay down on your head now.
That was video from the officer's camera tonight. NBC2's Tim Ronca.
First of all, has there ever been a time where this lady has said Punta Gorda, which would be really fucking funny because that means fat bitch.
That would be very funny.
Number two, all these videos involving police just doing really dumb shit. Like, now there's been enough of them. Like, just stop. Stop doing dumb stuff. I don't care if you people are white, black, polka-dotted, Asian-American. Stop it.
What do you mean by you people?
Oh, come on. You know what I'm talking about.
You're racial profiling me there, Mark, and I don't like it.
Son of a bitch.
You never win, man. That's
Son of a Punta Gorda.
Mysteries all around us.
Is she a great big fat person?
Listen, sometimes I ride my bike at night without my headlights on.
Well, here's what happened. They were doing a...
Shut up, Marie.
Hey, it was a good song.
Yeah, it was.
They were.
Thanks, John.
They were doing a police training thing in Punta Gorda. And
with live ammunition?
With live ammunition.
And real dogs?
And they...
Wait, was the dog thing part of this
Well,
thing?
Hold on. Yes, it's all related. That same cop who accidentally shot them has been in trouble before.
Oh.
So that's what they were doing. This what happened
Double
was
trouble?
I had the video, but they changed the video since I did the prep.
Ah, God damn
to
it.
To like a follow-up.
Ooh, someone talked to the lawyer.
Here it is. Let me see. Is this it?
Lawyer up, lawyer up, lawyer up.
Here it is. Okay, boom. Got it.
Abogado Arriba in Punta Gorda.
The police have everything under control. Pay no attention to our mistakes.
Nothing to see here.
Breaking news. The police
breaking
are
news
fine.
This morning. A woman is dead, shot and killed by a Punta Gorda officer
again?
During a Citizens Academy Gorda. Simulation
it,
exercise.
Really?
It was
so
a demonstration.
We're
going
to Punta Gorda this over to the other side of the field.
Did the whole city of Punta Gorda just realize, like, we're going to say it the white way?
We're only going to Punta Gorda if we're the Miami Dolphins and Ryan Tannehill's a quarterback. Oh, snap!
It's not nice. That's not nice.
This morning, a woman is dead,
shot and killed
by a Punta Gorda officer during a Citizens Academy simulation exercise. It was a demonstration. The shooting happened around 8 last night at the Punta Gorda Police Department.
Stop saying
Authorities
it.
Say Mary Knowlton was hit with a live round during a role play exercise. And now that officer
RPG?
Involved.
Oh,
I thought it was like a sex thing.
I thought so, too.
Is on administrative leave.
Much.
NBC
Wait, did she get crowed? Well, like, was it an accidental live round when it was supposed to be blanks?
Let's find out.
Christina Mendez is live near the police department. And Christina, what can you tell us at this hour?
Well, the Punta Gorda police chief is calling this a
they
tragic.
They all agree.
All right. Wait a minute. She's Spanish looking and she's saying Punta Gorda. It's Punta. Punta Gorda.
She said Punta Gorda.
Yeah, and I say Boca Raton. I don't say Boca Raton. So, I mean, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Maybe the residents in that area just call it that, regardless of how it's spelled. Like, there's a street in my town. It's spelled T-E-J-O-N, but everybody says Tejon.
Yeah, words are funny.
NBC2's Christina Mendez is live near the police department. And Christina, what can you tell us at this hour?
Well, the Punta Gorda police chief is calling this a tragic accident after a woman was shot and killed by an officer during a Citizens Police Academy class. Even at this hour, you can still see some investigators combing.
You know, we always make fun of news sites whenever they have delays in between the main room and the guy on the street. I have to give them credit. There was no delay.
Like an ISDN line right there.
Yeah. Good for them.
Through that crime scene here behind me, police say an officer accidentally shot Mary Knowlton while holding a lethal force demonstration, a role play that did turn deadly. 34 other people were in the class at the time. Knowlton was rushed to Lee Memorial Hospital, where she was later pronounced dead.
But wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Yeah, dude, this is a tragic accident.
But wouldn't it be a success? Like, see what could happen?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I guess you're right. I guess
now you know.
I know.
Shoot or don't shoot.
I know. I guess my thing is that if you're doing one of those things with a citizen, because she was a citizen, like volunteering, wouldn't you not use live ammunition? You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't it be safer?
Maybe it was,
but that's the point of the exercise. Is we have live rounds, boys. Like, you have to be careful, and that. Whoever the idiot was wasn't careful.
Sounds
like a horrible accident, dude. I don't know what you're trying to get out of it, but
not.
Here's the other thing too. Look, we're all civilians here, right? That's the technical term as far as anybody that isn't involved with the military or law enforcement. If you or I fuck up, we go to jail.
Yeah.
If the officer or the military personnel fuck up, they put on administrative leave. That's true. That's kind of fucked up. You know what? I want to hear like devil's advocate portion of this too, because it just seems it's fucked.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing.
That accident, man. I mean, I don't know.
And when I have an accident at work, no one dies.
Yeah.
Here's the thing: is that like we've had accidents at our work where a guy like got paralyzed. None of us were put in jail. It was just a tragic accident where a forklift tipped sideways and he got crushed.
But this is different as a police officer.
As a police officer,
when you're holding a gun, and I'm sure, there's a cop listening. Please call in and explain to me, or any Mitch in the military with a gun. I'm just curious. When you're holding a gun and you're doing this with civilians, because they wasn't doing it, no one broke the law. It was just doing this Citizens Police Academy thing where they're showing.
Right. Not sure that person was fully aware. Hey, look, this is a lethal round practice. There is a possibility that this could happen.
No, there's not. There shouldn't be a possibility. No.
A pandemic. I don't know what the deal is.
No, there should
never.
There should never be a possibility. There should never be a possibility as a civilian to get killed.
No, you're right. I'll tell you right now. If she signed paperwork that says no one is liable if I get shot, then you're right. Then she went into it knowing. But if she didn't.
More likely, then that's probably what happened.
I guarantee you no, because this guy's on administrative leave.
Hold
on. And this is why.
I guarantee no. Based on what?
The other video.
Okay, let's watch that then.
Okay, but let's finish this one. How about one at a time?
It could be possible that this was a non-union shoot and they went through an agency.
Okay.
What Royce is trying
to do... why do you know that? Because I've done one of these before.
What Royce is trying to prove is a point. A fat point. A punta gorda, if you will, which is very, very ironic.
He did it!
I don't like it. I don't like this.
Bring it back around.
I don't like this. I don't.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
During the first scenario, in a horrible accident, participant Mary Knowlton was mistakenly struck with a live round. She was transported to Lee Memorial Hospital, where she was pronounced deceased.
Deceased sounds better than dead.
The officer involved in the shooting is being placed on administrative leave until the investigation is complete, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement is taking over the incident. I do have...
All right, I'll play the other video now. Hold on. That's the other video. So let's get all the information.
Okay, while you're loading that up, I have a question.
Sure.
Did Officer Rico command her to take her helmet off in a live round accident?
Okay. First off, you know very well that you do not take off your helmet in a live round accident. That's how we lose.
What if the guy wanted to win?
That is how we lose Space Marines.
What if he wanted to win, sir?
That is how we lose Space Marines. I'm going to whip you.
Secondly, and more importantly, will this video actually pronounce the words Punta Gorda correctly for the purposes of this video?
No, I'm going to say no. This isn't...
Ray's just obsessed with that.
Let's go. All right, this is the other video.
Certainly understandable, Lucas. Thank you. Punta Gorda police have just...
No.
Damn it.
The answer is no.
Confirm the officer who pulled the trigger is Lee Cole, and he's on administrative leave. The Punta Gorda police...
What? She said that wrong.
She said it wrong.
Administrative leave.
She looks kind of homely. You know what? I don't want to point this out, but I mean, the person that's in the video that is being
don't
played.
Do it. Don't do it.
Is don't. She's not. Come on. I mean, I want to see some, you know, nicer, whatever.
Yeah, go Fox News with it. Only hot chicks are eating.
Can
hot
we,
chicks,
come on. Can we pull a Telemundo version of this?
Yeah. Get undressed halfway through the weather.
I'll talk about Zika being injected into my dick if I have some Telemundo chicks going on right now.
All right. Well, let's listen to this. Gorda putas. Talk about puta gorda.
This department was sued earlier this year when the officer's canine attacked a man on a bike who was stopped for riding a bike without a light.
Is that another accident, Dutch? The same cop. His canine attacked a guy on a bike because his light
whatever.
Was out.
If you want to make that, I'm talking about an accident, dude.
But no, but this is the same.
I'm talking about the accident. Sure, whatever.
This is the same cop. It's the
same
cop.
That got placed on a minute
yes,
for
this
shooting
this,
someone during the fucking
yes,
demonstration.
That's my point. This is the same cop. Now they're saying the guy has a history of this shit. It wasn't a one-time thing. So let's finish listening to it.
Put your leg down. Put your leg down. Lay down.
By the way, his bike didn't have a light, and now the canine is biting his leg.
That was video from the officer's camera. Tonight, NBC2's Tim Ronka is digging into the officer's past, and he's working to answer the big question everyone is asking. How could something like this happen?
And if your Tom DeLays are back, folks.
There's the Tom DeLay.
Ronka.
Of course, that is the big question,
what,
and that
Tim
is why
Rika.
FDLE is now investigating this incident. Now, I learned today that the weapon...
I learned today that I'm 2 12-year-olds in a suit.
...used was an actual revolver. The question is, how did real bullets get inside that? Police Chief Tom Lewis addressed us earlier today.
Okay, real bullets weren't supposed to be inside there.
That kid went through hell in school. If his last name is Ronka, W-R-O-N-K-A, come on now. Like, he got made fun of incessantly in high school,
yeah,
middle
did.
School, and elementary school.
Do you think anyone ever called...
It's Ronka Conka.
Do you think anyone ever called him really
it's
Ronka?
It's Ronka Kong Country.
What was that one, Marie?
Really Ronka?
I like that one.
You think his classmates would just ask him questions, and midway through him asking, be like, Ronka!
Yep, just like that, yep.
Very emotional when he took us through what happened.
It's just a horrific time for all of us.
An emotional Chief Tom Lewis was in the room Tuesday night and says this was a devastating accident.
Mary Milton is a phenomenal person in this community.
Were.
I know her very well.
I actually went through a shoot or don't shoot scenario back with the Punta Gorda police in December. You can see me in the protective gear here. I took pictures of the guns used. One was this revolver that is supposed to be filled with fake bullets containing detergent. Now the question remains, how did real bullets get inside the gun?
You want to get
wait,
the bleach
detergent?
Out.
Yeah, it was supposed to have, you know, those salt, basically
like salt,
salt,
yeah,
salt
like
round
salt shots. Yeah.
So the tide turned on Mary Ronka.
Oh, you went there. Oh,
no cheer for her.
I guess that's
funny.
All she wrote. Gotta get them stains out with some OxyClean. Wait, that doesn't sound right.
No, that's fine.
Put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a great question, and the investigation is going to detail exactly how all those details.
The investigation is going to detail exactly how all those details.
This investigation is going to
witnesses say it was off
the investigation.
Nice.
Don't.
Officer Lee Cole, who fired the weapon at Mary Knowlton. As the investigation continues, the city and police chief are trying to support Knowlton's family, as well as the witnesses inside.
We are shocked by this horrific accident and are grieving deeply over Mary's passing.
Now, okay. Joel,
it sounds
I
like the police is trying to whisk this entire story away.
Hey.
Like that.
Great one. Joel, I know you were doing the other side of this argument by saying it was an accident, and I believe that the police officer wasn't actually trying to murder
Mary Knowlton. Oh, I believe that, too. I believe that, too, of course.
I get that, but...
She's white. I never thought she was in danger.
No, exactly. None of us think that he was trying to murder her under some sort of cover-up, but...
He's not a dynamo, that's for damn sure.
Do you think that somebody was trying to... plant like do you think at one point like he checked his gun there were salt rounds in it then someone swapped the gun on him so that someone else
by the way
frame
forget hold on
hold on there Alex Jones
forget all this why don't we use salt guns to fucking make extreme margaritas where you take a salt gun with fucking and you shoot
dude,
it at margarita
shop bro
I guarantee they do that in New Orleans somewhere
that would be amazing.
Listen, I mean, it would take really an arm and hammer in order to get this
stop
whole
thing.
Stop it. Just,
come on.
I love
the fuck are we
it.
It
must take a lot of brawn. Hey.
So what? So Dutch, why
you
are
guys
you
just have a bounty of jokes, don't you?
Yeah,
hey,
I mean, surf's up on all these puns. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my god, that's not even a, is that even around
I'm
anymore?
I'm trying to just Charmin Royce's.
What are you doing?
That's toilet paper, John.
I think we've Cal gone too far.
Okay.
So let's move on.
Well, I guess Ajax was here.
Oh, you can.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
So, Dutch, why are you getting so upset that we're reporting this?
Yeah, we're reporting. Yes, we're reporting.
It was an accident. And then it's I don't know. It's just every week. It's one of those things. It's like, hey, here's another cop doing something fucked up. Dude, there's plenty of other fucked up cop stories you could pull up. But this one is like, it was an accident. I mean, everybody's saying it was an accident.
I pulled it up because it was local.
And you're trying to make the argument, oh, she's a civilian. But yeah, she probably was the office lady at that particular place. She probably the secretary. Like,
no, she wasn't. She wasn't.
Why?
Honestly, if it's a live round or any kind of those things, you got to sign a waiver. There's waivers for everything. So, you know, and then you're going, no, it's not. Well, based on what, dude?
I guess we'll find out.
My frustration is if you have a good argument, then yeah. But when you have nothing, you just blindly run into it. It's like, all right, well, then what are we doing?
Well, what?
I get what Dutch is saying. It's the lottery of life. It really is.
What are you?
Shitty things happen.
Like freak accidents happen. You can just be taken away in a blink. It doesn't matter. Just, you know, shit happens.
Dutch, what?
And it sounds very trite, but it's also extremely important to just, you know, be very precious to, you know, things that
it seems like you're trying to take a tragic accident and relating it to all the cop nonsense that's happening. It's kind of like, dude,
I wasn't doing any of that. I just played a story.
That's
I feel like that Royce was just trying to pull the wool bright over our eyes.
God damn you son of a bitch.
You guys are going really deep. I think that you should just be a good cop and check your work and make sure there's no real bullets before you do a test.
I'm with Maul. I think Dutch is Downey in the dumps.
B.
That's a good one too.
B. Dutch, what should we be focusing on instead of little old Mary Albright or Mary Newton?
Mary Albright.
Mary, not going to work here anymore.
Who's Mary Holzenhead?
Why are you coming after me right now? I don't.
Because
whatever.
Because you're belittling Nancy Kerrigan's death or whatever her name is. I already forgot her name.
Nancy Kerrigan.
I said 1,000 times it was it was an accident.
You're belittling her. So what should we be focusing on?
Where are you?
I think we should move out of cleaner detergents.
Okay.
You are not outraged that a little old white lady got shot.
She was white.
She was white.
She had a great life.
Dude,
I don't even know her, and she's an old white lady. She had an awesome life. Come on.
How do we know she didn't have vitiligo?
If it was something that, like, you know, he straight up shot her on purpose or just was being an idiot. Well, obviously he was being an idiot, but you know what I mean? Like in the cop way that we've kind of seen the last, then I would be like, yeah, sure.
Actually, it makes me angrier the other way around. If the guy had motive to kill her, then he was going to figure out a way to kill her. But the fact that he didn't have a motive to kill her and he was like, oh, well, real bullets.
What perfect society do you live in that accidents don't happen, Marie?
The society where I don't want to get shot accidentally because of a simulation round?
You're not going to because you haven't signed up for one of those things.
You know
what it is? It's complicated by the fact that apparently this guy accosted some guy because his bicycle light wasn't on and his canine decided to bite the guy's leg. I don't get it. Like, I understand where Dutch is coming from, where you just, whatever terrible thing happens in the news, as long as you've got an agenda and as long as it fits with whatever it is that you're trying to put out there, because it's part of my side and it's against your side and that's it. Like, every fucking thing sucks in 2016. That's really what it breaks down to.
Here's what it is that the news station, basically, we're going with the narrative that cops are shooting people. They took an accident and they took a shitty thing that happened in his past and tried to link the two. And that's lazy journalism, in my humble opinion.
That's not what I'm hearing at all. What I'm hearing and what bothers me is that he's a lazy cop that didn't check that there were bullets in there.
I'm not saying he's a lazy cop. He's an idiot.
Punta Gorda. Obviously. That's what I'm hearing. Punta Gorda. Come on now.
Next story, Marie.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Can I guess agree to disagree?
Yeah, I'm done with this.
All right. Judge banned Sebastian Mann from ordering pizza.
Under the sea.
There you go, yeah. Marie. Making another story about anti-pizza. Why do you got to do that all the time? That's all you do.
I want pizza right now. What are you talking about?
Go ahead. I was just being
just the word pizza makes me want pizza.
Stop. I know. So do I.
I ordered me a Hawaiian, like, as we speak.
Good for you, John. Hawaiian. I apparently am not allowed to eat pizza because I have to stay thin.
Go ahead.
Oh, what?
Are you trying to say I'm fat?
I'm not. Hold on. You make it sound like I said that to you. That's not the case. She's doing it because she wants
exactly
to.
Exactly what I got out of that sentence from her.
I am way too fat to tell her that. Are you crazy?
I'm not allowed to eat it.
We're not a Maria Gorda. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, we don't want a Maria Gorda.
See what happens?
We're not
guys?
Allowed. We're not allowed to have pizza in the house because we're dieting.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, pizza tacos for president 2016. I totally vote for it.
A man charged with harassing restaurants has been prohibited from calling for pizza delivery, according to his affidavits.
What was he doing?
Randy Riddle.
Oh my God! Please, I want to hear his shit.
Randy Riddle is his name. Age 49. Randy Riddle, age 49.
Riddle me this.
Riddle me that.
Of these,
did I get a large for that?
Of the 7,900 block of 129th
no one cares.
Court, Sebastian.
That's way too many numbers.
It is. Was
tell
charged.
Your neighbors, tell Randy Gonzalez.
With 4 counts of harassing phone calls, 2 counts of first degree petty theft, and 1 count of second degree petty theft. Sebastian police began in June investigating phone calls Riddle made to TJ's Pizza, Danny's Pizza, and several other pizza delivery places in the city, Indian River County, and Mico.
I actually have a recording of him making those prank calls.
Sure.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Hello. You've reached Arnold's Pizza Shop. I'm out here now. Oh. I'm out killing pepperoni.
No.
In a 3-week period, police say Riddle made orders and refused to pay them, directed delivery people to fake or vacant addresses, made calls to the businesses just to tell them their pizza was gross.
This guy's awesome.
Riddle used 5 different phone numbers between May 30th and June 18th for the calls. He sometimes used false names. Other times he refused to leave his name. The businesses said they lost at least $667 because of food they cooked that wasn't paid for.
Not $666 worth of stuff? Come on, they rounded up.
Yeah,
they know it's up. Hail Satan.
That's why, as a condition of his bail, a judge ordered that Riddle can't call the eateries anymore.
Hold on a second. His legal name is Randy Riddle. What are the aliases that he's giving to this TJ's Pizza place?
Yeah, his name's already ridiculous enough.
Okay, is this the picture of him that's in the chat room that Maul put up?
Yes.
He looks like the ghost of Punchy Christmas Past.
Oh, that's sad.
And Punchy Christmas Future.
Defendant.
You know who he looks like? He looks like the sidekick in the movie Borat that gets naked around naked with Borat during the conference room shit and all that.
The Armenian?
Yes.
Defendant shall refrain from calling any pizza establishment and or making any harassing calls, or his bond shall be revoked.
James Bond.
Junior. It's been revoked.
All right.
Riddle was convicted of making harassing phone calls 8 years ago when he lived in Vero Beach. In June, he also made repeated calls to Sebastian Police, Sebastian City
Hall.
He
looks like someone. It looks like someone that really enjoys pizza, too.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
He looks
part.
Like he doesn't really have a clear sense as to what good pizza is.
You know what his face...
He enjoyed shaving and hygiene more, because that's probably what he needs more than pizza.
You know what his face
that's
looks like?
That's actually pizza crust.
His face looks like if someone got silly putty and it fell on a barbershop floor and just picked it up and left the hair on it. That's what he looks like.
Yes, it like does. Fucking oh my God.
Ridiculous. And like, fuck, my Play-Doh. Now there's hair all over it.
What a spot on comparison. I love that.
You fucking disgusting.
Am I the only one that's upset and saddened by the fact that $667 worth of pizza went to waste?
You know it was 666. Come on now.
Yep.
All right. A Satan's number of pizza went to waste.
Well, let's move on to delicious food.
I don't know if I can move on. That's so much pizza.
Oreo debuts new Swedish fish flavored Oreos.
Okay, I can move on.
Stop it.
What?
What?
Okay.
Are you looking at it?
Is
everyone looking at it?
Swedish fish is my favorite candy. Specifically the red Swedish fish. It is my favorite candy of all time. Please send me red Swedish fish. I will love you forever.
Okay. Get your sweet tooth ready. Oreo.
You don't get that in Florida.
Why? Why would you do that?
It doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah, the whole fact that it's surrounded by a chocolate Oreo cookie, what are you doing?
Get your sweet tooth ready. Oreo has made America's favorite cookie into a Franken dessert, and it tastes like Swedish fish. Disgusting, maybe. Interesting, definitely. The fact that someone decided to combine gummies and cookies in the most artificial way possible is a science experiment
Gummy in the middle, or is it still cream?
It's Swedish fish flavored cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it makes same consistency. It just tastes like,
It sounds that kind of makes it more disgusting.
God damn it. Every fucking week, Oreo comes out with something. Like last week, I thought it was key lime Oreo.
Well, hold on.
Before that, it was blueberry pie. Before that, it was summer fucking fart.
Cookie dough, whatever.
Hold up.
What about one of those candy corn?
Has anyone ever had a chocolate truffle filled with either strawberry or cherry insides that you enjoyed?
No, we're not millionaires.
You mean like, okay, fruit flavor combined with chocolate?
Like a cherry cordial, so to speak.
Yeah.
Chocolate-covered cherry, chocolate-covered strawberry.
A cherry cordial absolutely sounds like a sex move.
Okay.
I gave this chick a cherry cordial yesterday.
But I imagine that's probably what they were going for.
Mm. According to the review by a writer, Dan, the latest flavor comes out of the Wonder Vault, sticky, chewy, and dare I say slimy, because who doesn't love good blah, blah, blah.
What was his name?
His name.
Sticky Chewy?
His name was Dan.
Paulson?
Fuck. I wasn't ready for it, Dutch. God damn it.
Done!
The Impulse
Done!
By, now I'm playing the whole thing.
Done!
The latest flavor
Done!
To come out of the Wonder Vault
Done!
Is sticky, chewy,
Done!
And dare I say slimy.
Done!
But who doesn't? Love a good
Done.
Slimy
Done.
Dessert.
Done.
Dan goes on to say,
Done.
Eating the cookie
Done.
And
Done.
Cream together, I can only taste the overpowering cherry cream.
Just the little things.
There's some process. Chocolate aftertaste, but even then, it has a battle for supremacy with cherry cough syrup. It tastes like cherry cough syrup, sort of, is what the guy's saying.
I've had those before, and they're not good.
Look at the face. Look at the face these people are making.
Oh, no.
Look at the face these people are making eating it.
Let me tell you something. The most recent results show that the average American man claims to weigh 191 pounds. Average American woman weighs 159. Gee, I wonder why. Because you keep feeding them this fucking food, and there's no fucking exercise that, I'm sure it's fucking chock full of whatever the hell it's chock full of, Swedish fish.
Brando's got what
plants. Your sheets are going to be fucking fat as fuck.
Brando's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes, of course.
This couple on YouTube claims that while they're not the best Swedish fish, Oreos do actually taste like their candy's namesake. So if you're a real fish fiend, these may just be for you. An Oreo rep.
But I'm not going to eat Swedish fish Oreos.
Yay, bear, spear, horn, bear, spear, bork, 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 bork.
An Oreo rep confirmed to us that the limited edition flavor is only
Oreo
available.
Oreo representative.
Is only.
I want that to be my title.
I'm Oreo representative.
What do you do for a living?
I represent Oreos.
Wow.
Yep.
That's an attention getter at a party.
It is. Can you imagine?
She reps cookies.
It's crazy.
For a limited time.
An Oreo.
Yeah, I only do the Swedish fish. I don't do anything else, just the Swedish fish line.
Yeah, just that. An Oreo rep confirmed to us that the limited edition flavor is only available at Kroger stores, if you're brave enough to try. Well, we don't have any Krogers by us, but if someone does, that's not real.
Safeway.
That's a fake one.
What's
Kroger's? They're like they're like Publix, but in like Georgia and Florida.
But they have a bunch of different grocery stores that have different names, like Safeway, I think, is a Kroger store. I think King Supers is considered a Kroger store.
Kroger's legit. Kroger is on par with what Publix would be in Florida and in the southeastern United States.
Kroger's great too. Not only is it like Publix, it's way cheaper.
Like, yes, that's true.
You don't realize how fucking expensive it is down here in the supermarkets of Publix in the South. Like, Publix has the whole fucking market corner, so they could charge whatever the fuck they want. But then again, they make the best subs that's ever been made. So, you know, you give them a leeway.
Okay, obviously. Wait. But playing devil's advocate here, Hail Satan, Mole in the chat says, Kroger is like hell if it was a store. So I'm just going on my personal experience.
I've been to Kroger. There's one by my parents' house. So every time I go visit, you go there. It's fine. maybe your Kroger stinks because you live in some weird Native American hut or something. But my Kroger that I go to is in a nice neighborhood. I mean, no offense, Maul. Very offensive for not being offensive. Why don't we go and break on that? I like to go on break being really, really mean.
Okay.
Oh, she lives in West Virginia. That
West
explains
Virginia.
It.
West
Virginia? Oh, yeah. Incest survivor you?
Yeah, what you... What you're smelling is just West Virginia.
Yeah, your cousin's balls on your face.
Yeah, seriously, that's
the
what
Gordon shit.
Man, my Kroger smells like my cousin's asshole.
We haven't had a good thing in here since Geno Smith left to go to the Jets.
Oh, you mean Ron Mexico?
You yeah. Leave Ron Mexico alone. Murray, go to break.
More Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Live Radio!
Doc, I was sitting around the house thinking the other day, masturbating, wondering what
Cousin Joe
Hammy are up to.
You know what
Cousin Joe
and Hammy are up to, those two crazy cunts. They do a show called Brain Stew Radio.
What?
Yeah, you know what? It comes on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Brain Stew. They talk about news. They talk about brains. They're talking about making up a fine stew. They're their cooking show.
I like a good vegetable stew.
Me too, but they don't cook at all. Never mind. Listen, you got to check them out. Brain Stew, More Like Radio.
The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, but you're saying like what they do in the play.
Yeah.
I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
It's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably
pissed off. My vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday nights 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Do you like weed? What about circles? How about numbers? If all three of these things are what you want to hear on the radio, then you got to check out 360 on 420. It's all in the title. You got your 360 circles, you got your 420 weeds. And those are all numbers.
360 on 420. Check them out. Weed Circles Numbers Time. Sundays and Wednesdays at 11. Two shows per week. Two shows per week. All right, stop.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, Andy.
Oh, hey, Doc. I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you doing?
You're exercising?
Yeah.
I'm doing my Kegels.
All right, let's start again.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up, man?
Hey, you check out the new show. No, fuck. All right, let's try that again. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up?
You ever sitting around bored on a Monday night and you're like, holy shit, it's fucking 9 p.m. Eastern on a Monday. What are you going to do?
I'm going to cut it on More Like Radio is what I'm going to do, Doc.
Yeah, and then you're going to hear the Spruce Goose podcast.
Doc, I think it's the Loose News.
Yes, with Ian and Shannon. Check out the Bruce Cruise podcast.
That's Loose News, Doc. Now, come on.
The Loose Goosey Goose Goose podcast.
The Loose News, I believe the name is.
Ian and Shannon chatting with each other. They're funny. And the goddamn Poos Poos. Right?
It's the Loose News, Doc, and Shannon's easy on the eyes.
And so is Ian, if I don't say so myself. He looks like a goddamn swarthy Tony Stark. Spruce Goose.
Loose News.
I got it. Loose News? Oh, it's Loose News. Okay. Loose News, 9 p.m. Mondays.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Now, Wendy, I have tried to be patient with you because you've always been a good student, okay? But calling a little girl fat and ugly is never okay.
Mr. Mackey, I was trying to show kids...
No, no excuses. You have a problem being jelly, Wendy, okay? Just maybe I should have you sent off to jelly school.
Jelly school?
That's right. In fact, I'm going to call the jelly school right now, okay? I'm sorry about this, but it's gone too far. I've had it. Hello, is this the jelly school? Okay, the girl here is extremely jelly. I'll see if you can take her in for a few weeks. Okay, you're full. Okay, yeah, I guess she dodged a bullet this time, but she better watch her jelly behavior.
Mr. Mackey, I appreciate the point you're trying to make.
You do? Okay, well, I'm not actually on the phone with a jelly school, Wendy, okay?
Yes, I'm a few steps ahead of that, yes.
Okay, well, Wendy, I'm just trying to, buy jelly school.
Second hour, Hibble Juice Show, 954-573-2780 if you're listening live. Or it's fine if you listen via download. Doesn't matter. It's just a lot. We look a lot prettier if you see our video. That's
is
all.
Is it fine?
It is.
Okay.
It is. It's fine.
Just checking.
I mean, they don't love us, but it's fine.
Oh, shit.
So, second hour, what do we want to talk about?
I remember the first time I said jelly on the show and I was bringing the kid lingo to the show, and you guys mock me for it.
Yeah.
Well, probably because we mock you for everything you do.
Huh?
Yeah.
So it's
like drinking water right before you go to sleep.
Yeah, to mm-hmm. make sure you don't piss
tons
the bed.
Tons of water before you go
Didn't
to sleep.
Didn't you say that we had to ask you about that?
Oh, yeah, no. So I had lunch with my mom.
Hold on, I got to get comfortable. Okay.
Well, it's not a huge story. But I remember having lunch with my mom, and it was me, my mom, Kelsey, one of my sisters, and one of my brothers.
Was this recent?
Huh?
Was this recent?
Yeah, this was on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And at one point or whatever, something happened where that came up in conversation. And I was like, Mom, first of all, like, why did you think that was like a thing? Well, it's because, you know, if you drink water, then you don't sleep as heavy. I'm like, Mother, you do realize that that's an old wives' tale, and that has no bearing. Drinking fluids or water has nothing to do with whether or not you go into REM sleep or not. You realize that, right? And it got into this whole thing, and my mom got like pissed at me. And at one point in the conversation, she was just like, well, we did the best we could raise you. When you have kids, maybe you can do a better job.
Oh, like, that's the parent. That's the every parent.
I was like, Ma, we're supposed to laugh about this. Ha ha. Like, wasn't that weird that we thought that that was a thing? Like,
she got all defensive. Ow.
And then I just turned and was like, hey, Josiah, how was Vegas? Like, I kind of switched the conversation. I was like, Ma, you got really defensive on this one.
Oh, maybe she still believes in it.
She probably does.
Maybe she thinks you guys were the ones that were failing her, and she was totally right.
But yeah, no, at one point it was just like, I was like, Mom, do you know like when I stopped peeing the bed? And she's like, when? I was like, when I was 12 and I lied to you guys and told you guys that I was still drinking water before bed. I stopped drinking water at 8.
Right.
That's when I stopped peeing the bed, was when I stopped drinking water. And she was like, she had nothing to, she just got mad at me.
Yeah, like, and
she was so pissed.
And they always do the,
she
like,
was pissed at something else.
No, it was the fact that it was pissing in general. Silly. And she recognized years later that the reason why I, you know, didn't want to do sleepovers with my friends was because they were forcing me to drink water before I went to sleep.
Well, so you don't have to piss in front of your friends. So yeah. They wouldn't call you Pissy Pants Joel.
I mean, just don't question your parents' intelligence next time.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. 32 at this point, I can say, hey, you know that thing? That was stupid. And we'd have a good laugh about it. And then she got mad.
All right. Woman flips the bird as she's filmed reading the Bible. Wow.
What was she doing?
Hold on, hold on.
Reading the Bible.
Driving.
For her.
Driving.
Are you fucking kidding me? All
What's right. the word?
Here it is.
The bird's the word.
The bird's the word.
Don't you know about that is gonna be in my head for 2 days.
You're welcome, America.
All right. There's a woman driving, and while she's driving, she's reading the Bible. So the person next to her starts filming her reading the Bible, and she flicks them off. There's no sound.
Wow.
Look at the video.
Driving.
Look at the video. There you go.
Are you fucking kidding me?
There she is flicking.
Oh.
She's while reading the Bible.
How did they? Oh,
you get it's
oh,
a Bible.
Oh, I guess Jesus is her co-pilot.
It's definitely a Bible.
See, there you go.
Thank you, bookmark.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Apparently there's investigations being carried out because someone called the police about it, I suppose.
So she has one hand on the Bible, one hand flipping that person off, and they're down a
highway. And the other one smoking a cigarette.
Wait a minute. Who's calling the moral police? Is that who's being called?
The moral oral police.
Hey, by the way, that's a really good show. It's also extremely fucked up, but it's on Adult Swim, Moral Oral. It was very, very funny like several years ago, like seven or 8 years ago.
Well, I guess the problem was she was swerving in between lanes the whole time.
Here's the close-up.
Also, I should mention that my friend Jason Selfridge is here. His grandmother just died. He's been drinking all day, but he is also on a mic at my house.
Okay, so, cool.
Hi Jason.
And I have a quick question. If she's on the phone with one hand and reading the Bible with the other, is she steering with her vagina? Like, maybe that's why she's swerving.
I think she's doing the knee driving, you know, like... when you kind of, because she has the Bible, it looks like she's in the Old Testament too. I like that she goes old school. Yeah,
I would like to know how one drives steering with their vagina, because I don't have that skill, and it sounds like something I could do.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't have the answer specifically to the
Pastor Royce
to the vagina part. Hello, Brother Mark. I don't have the answer to that, but I do have an answer. It says she's doing the right thing. You should have God on your mind. 24/7.
Pastor Royce, what is God's stance on using the middle finger in order to communicate with other Christians on the highway while you're driving, by the way?
Well, I'll explain.
It's better than a turn signal.
I have a funny... I don't mock me, Brother John. I have a funny story here, actually, about the middle finger, or as I call it, the pointer finger of Jesus. And
it's
here's
better
why.
Than using your hazard lights while it's raining. So that's official church.
Actually,
right.
What I do... What I do is I turn my lights off and my hazards off, and I let Jesus take the wheel. Now, I've only killed 17 people, but that's not bad, considering I've done it 18 times.
They're all in heaven, right? What? If you hit them with your car while you're letting Jesus taking the wheel, then they're automatically heaven bound, right?
Yeah, that's called Caitlyn Jennering somebody, when you hit them with your car and then they die.
And then you get away with it?
Yeah. Anyway, I'll tell you why this is okay. Sometimes I drive around and I read the Bible. And as I told you, I go to many gay clubs and I actually convert people. And what I do is, I go undercover and I stick my middle finger in their devil's hole. And what I do is I keep it in there until the man ejaculates. And then I go, this is wrong. You need Jesus.
Wait, which one is that? Which hole?
Now, that song is great, except for a woman is singing it. It's not in the kitchen.
I think that's the overall thing we're missing here. It's a woman driving. Isn't that like the most dangerous part of this whole story?
She's not Asian.
She's not. Fuck.
But wait.
That's double trouble right there.
Jesus is involved, so a woman driving is kind of a miracle. So you should also take that into consideration. God, Christian music is just awful. It's like, so, you know what? I would listen to Christian music if they had a band worth a damn. Like, just one.
DC Talk. Hello.
Listen, Jars of Clay.
Jars of Clay.
Because I'm a Stephen
Boys.
Curtis Chapman mofo through and through. I am
a hemp-wearing motherfucker, man. Those choker necklaces back in the youth group days.
Pukas?
Rock that
on the
shit.
Puka shell? I got Puka shell.
Rock that shit on my balls.
Sorry, puka shell / polo shirt / cargo show combo while I'm listening to Stephen Curtis Chapman and Newsboys and DC Talk at my church retreat, which is going to happen from 6
yep.
to 9 on a
Woo!
Saturday so that I have just enough time to get a good night's sleep and Mark, attend both services the following Sunday morning.
What kind of a church did you go to?
I've been baptized Catholic. I went to a Jewish parochial preschool.
What?
I've done singing and performance art for a Presbyterian school.
Oh, wow. You ran the gamut of Christian. That's awesome.
Yeah, my parents went religion shopping for some reason around the time I was like 15, 14, 15 years old.
I love that.
Of course,
mine did
go to St. Joe's and go to the fucking Halloween. Excuse me. The fall festival. Not anything dealing with Halloween because.
Oh, of course not.
Hail Satan.
Hey, ours was called the Harvest Festival.
See, even I could say that sounds a lot of weird. Yeah, I don't know.
The whole thing is a harvest festival.
Well, it's not Halloween, and it's fall, and usually farmers harvest, so that's what Christian churches do.
At church, I actually, when I was a high schooler, signed up for Night of Joy.
I went to Night of Joy.
Just so I could go to Disney World.
Oh, okay, hold on. Let's talk about this. Mark, did you go to Night of Joy?
I did not. I went to Montreat in North Carolina, and that was a lot of fun.
Night of Joy.
I also did drugs there, too.
All right. Let me explain what Night of Joy is. I don't know if this is something that's just for Florida or if it's something that's
done
nationwide.
No, it is a Florida. I don't know if Disneyland does it, but Night of Joy is a Disney thing.
Night of Joy is something where one night they it's basically for one night they leave the Magic Kingdom open for all these Christian people to go, like from Christian schools and from churches.
All youth groups and all that stuff.
How old are they?
I went there as high school age. I was 16.
Yeah, because you don't go with your parents.
Yeah, no, you don't. So I was 15, 16. Whoa. And Night of Joy, what I called it was amazing fuck fest behind Disney things. Because
I was going to say, you think, like, dude, the amount of anal that probably took place because they're not going to lose their virginity.
The problem is they had one chaperone for all, but then once you got to the park, everyone went their own ways, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And there were just people banging in the bathroom and on rides and just fucking.
Toad's Wild Ride?
I'm telling you, when you repress people sexually, they act out big time.
Dude, I dated a Mormon. I totally understand where you're coming from. So.
Oh, wow. We used to have a thing called lock-ins where the entire church, which always has like a gymnasium and like a half Christian school or whatever, the entire thing, they lock all the doors and all of the youth group and all the kids were inside and you have sleeping bags and you can sleep wherever you want. That's all. Everybody, there's finger banging in the back and people are giving blowjobs.
Yep.
That was just me.
That at skating rinks, they'd have the all night lock in.
Hey, can you turn his mic up?
Yeah, turn his mic up a little bit.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Thank you. What was that? Say that again.
They used to have those lock ins, those all night events at
his mic's not on.
Skating rinks.
Oh, the lock in at the skating rinks. Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, those two.
Yes. Oh, yeah, dude. I remember. But they would never.
You wanted to go to Night of Joy this year, the people performing at Disney September 9th are Casting Crowns.
Who?
Chris.
Hold on, let's pull some of these up. Okay, let's see. Let's give him a shot. Let's hold on, Mark, but let's give him a shot.
Casting Crowns.
Hold on.
I'm willing to listen to anything. Okay. I really am.
All right.
I just haven't heard one yet.
This one is 17 million views called Who I Am.
Is that Casting
Individual
Crowns?
Songs I will give, like Jars of Clay or DC Talk.
That the Lord of all the earth
would
care to know my name.
Stop it. God rocks, right? God rocks, right? He wants something rocking, more rocking than this.
Here, let me go forward.
Be fading here today and gone tomorrow.
Well, I mean, every rose has its thorn. You have to have the slow jam, like in the 80s or in country music or anything like
that. Yeah, but
it's taking an extra step, though, because you've got the power of Jesus behind you, for God's sakes. Right? Come on. I didn't even mean to say that, and it actually goes with what I was trying to point out. So,
well, DC Talk rocked.
That one.
Whole album?
No, click the link.
Their live album actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's pretty good with their live album. I mean, because they ramped it up because the recordings weren't that great, and so they decided to put out a live. Here we go. Hold on. Oh, wait, hold on. That's rocking. This came out like in the 97, 98.
It sounds like it's from 1997.
They had good voices, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's just, eh.
All right, I'm going to, let's see.
You can't understand the lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those rock bands, is they're rocking so hard. It's like, I can't pray to Jesus because I don't know what they're saying.
Here's another one. Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine. This is another band.
Yeah.
All right.
I do see September 10th. They got Newsboys. I was a Newsboys fan because they were the only tolerable one.
When I walk by your side, I can only imagine.
Did you guys ever see Switchfoot or hear Switchfoot? I feel like I know Switchfoot. They're going to be there.
We're playing the shitty ones. Let's hold on. Like legitimate Christian bands, the best ones, not the ones that we're talking about, like the Christian camp bands.
There's no such thing.
Yes, As I Lay Dying, I think would have to be the best Christian metal band I've ever heard. Have you heard of them before? Here, let me pull them up.
I got it.
Yes,
I got it.
Nothing like Newsboys or DC Talk or Drudge and Play.
Yes,
really,
these guys.
This is for God?
No.
Hold on.
This is for God.
That is the funny quote. This is for God?
Here's the thing. They identify, they're like, we're Christians who are in a metal band. We're not a Christian metal band.
Can that please be my drop, by the way? Like, no. I want my first drop to be that.
That'll be.
Oh. Okay,
this is
for God?
This is for God.
Okay. This is for God?
Okay. Hold on. That's.
I know how to play this, like, entire album. And all the lyrics, if you listen to them, it's like it's just his inner struggle with trying to be a good person or whatever.
Well,
I feed my cat.
Well, he tried to kill his wife. That's the guy, by the way.
Hold on.
The lead singer of that band is in jail right now in prison for hiring a contract killer who was an FBI agent.
Yeah.
That's fucking metal.
You guys didn't know that? Yeah.
Never worked, though.
I'm actually reading the detail page for Night of Joy. It's no longer at Magic Kingdom.
Where is it?
It's at the ESPN Worldwide World of Sports Complex.
Oh, that's terrible.
There's no rides there. That means they went from being Magic Kingdom with a few shitty bands to you're just watching bands. There's no rides.
Oh.
Now, wasn't POD another Christian band?
Yes. They were Christian, yeah.
They had some songs I liked back in the day.
They had some stinky, stinky ass hair.
But Royce, what it means since Night of Joy moved to the Wide World of Sports Complex is you can buy a ticket to go for $40. So you can see all those bands for $40.
I wouldn't. You couldn't. There's nothing you could give me that would make me go to see any one of these.
What if I gave you $100 and the ticket cost $40?
What if I gave you like some repressed 17-year-old girl that just wants you to just like finger pop her like all night?
All right, hold on.
What if I gave you $200 and a date with Margot Robbie, but you had to go see every band?
Hold on. Would the date be more than just dinner? Would I also get to, as Mark said, finger bang her?
You had your you had you, your schmoozing ability to see where the night would take you.
Okay.
She would be open-minded.
All right. All right.
Okay, wait. You got to work for it. It's not just going to be given to you, but if you put the time and energy in, then you all will right, have so, a so, above average night with Margot Robbie.
So then just show up with some Coke and I'm fine. I got you.
Yes, yes.
All right. So then, yeah, fine. Then you know what? Then I'll say there is something you could give me, and that's the ability, the chance to have sex with Margot Robbie. Then yes.
But you have
I
to
would.
See all the bands.
I have to see all the bands.
And, as Jason pointed out, you cannot get a boner with Coke.
But, hold on real quick. Can we get another list of those bands that are at this event you're talking about? Just run through them real quick.
I posted in the chat, so...
Oh, you did. I'm sorry.
Flyleaf. Yeah. Oh, shit. I fucking forgot about Flyleaf.
Yeah, they're pretty good, too.
Yeah, if you go Friday night, who you would see would be Casting Crowns, Chris Tomlin, Francesca Battisti, Mercy Me, Matthew West, Crowder, OBB, Stars Go Dim.
ODB's there?
OBB.
Oh, fuck that.
You down with OBB?
Yeah, you know me.
Nice.
And
stands for Old Bible Boys.
And oh
does
no,
it really? Is it really?
No, I thought that.
Oh God!
I just made it up.
That's okay. And
I believed you too.
Zealand Worship. So that's Friday night.
Oh, Red was a Christian band too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Saturday night you get to see Newsboys, For King and Country, Hillsong Young and Free, Switchfoot, Red, Thousand Foot Crutch, Derek Minor, Tim Timmons, and Viridia.
OBB doesn't mean anything. They are from Atlanta, Georgia as of 2009. And apparently there's a single called I Need You.
Damn, Thousand Foot Crutch?
I know them. They weren't bad.
Mark, would you go see these bands?
Christian. What's that?
Would you go see these bands at Night of Joy?
Can I? I'm going to finger bang Margot Robbie? Then yes, of course.
Okay,
you don't even have to give me the $200. Like, I'll do it for free. Like, it's here.
What you have to deal with, though, is that in an event like this, and if all
yeah,
the bands...
Yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah, like...
see a show at some point.
I don't know if I want to do that for 5 hours. Like, I would get bored. I'm just, God damn it. Like, it's fine. Yay, all right. So, can we go get some food? Because I really want... Like, I just want a turkey leg. That's all I want is a goddamn turkey leg.
That's fair.
Maybe a beer. Do they even serve beer over there?
Well, ESPN,
who cares?
ESPN
I don't
want to
do that for 5 hours. Like, I'm old.
What about you? What about you, Dutch? Would you go? Same rules.
Well, no, because I've been to these type of events.
Margot Robbie.
And when you have, well, here's why.
Okay.
Is when you have that many Christian bands at a Christian event, there's a lot of preaching between songs.
Oh, that's right.
There's a lot of the, they have the slow moments of everybody just raise your hands, let's get in touch with God. Whereas.
A lot of hand raising, too.
If you're at Warped Tour,
there's a lot of hands up in the air. But they care
if you're
a
Warped Tour, though, and you have like Five Iron Frenzy, who's also a Christian band, or like, you know, like you said, Switchfoot, I saw them. They're not as likely to preach as much. They're just going to play their songs. And then maybe before the last song, say, hey, guys, by the way, we're Christians. We do this for the love of God. And then booze get, you know, and shoes get thrown at them or whatever. But at an event that's
I don't know about that.
I've seen it happen.
Really? Wait, what show is this?
Yeah, I want to hear this. What happened?
Tour.
That makes sense. At Warped Tour, that would be something that would happen.
By the way, I'm going to change my thing from As I Lie Dying to Under Oath. It's probably the best Christian rock band out there.
Nice.
You know Under Oath, right?
No.
I've heard of them.
Oh, okay. They're awesome. And I saw them at Warped Tour, and then NoFX was playing later that day, and they were just doing nothing but ripping on Under Oath about being Christians. The entire set. It was just like, oh, there's no camaraderie here at all. It's just people just being dicks. It was great.
Fat Mike's an asshole, but he's a consistent asshole.
One of my favorite bands ever.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, here's the next story. Is Pokemon Go racist?
Yes.
Wait, what?
No.
Oh, because it's you can be in the blue team, the red team, or the yellow team. By the way, I'm on yellow.
Red.
Probably because of where you can find Pokemon, and they're probably in densely populated areas, which means they're probably in richer areas.
Are you guys all playing it right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
So every single one of you have the app. You guys are like, you haven't like played it for like a day or two. You've been playing it since it came out.
I lucky egged and Pidgey stacked the shit, and I got like 14,000 experience points today. Because I stacked them up.
I haven't downloaded that thing yet at all. Like, I don't
fun.
Care.
It's addicting.
I'm sure it is. I just...
Not only have I been playing it, I have to research it for work.
Meanwhile, though, I will say that I am still actively playing Words with Friends.
You're just an old young man.
I'm an old young man.
Or a young old man.
I'm a young old... I'm Benjamin Button. I'm going to die a baby.
While playing the popular augmented reality game Pokemon Go in Long Beach, a city that's nearly 50% white, Aura Bogado made an unsettling discovery.
Abogado?
There were... Accidente?
Abogado. Domoro Bogado.
There were far more more Pokestops and gyms and locations where people pick up virtual goods and battle, we know what they are, than in her predominantly minority-ridden neighborhood. So they're saying white neighborhoods have more Pokestops than black neighborhoods. So Bodoga, who writes for an environmental news outlet, Grist, created the Twitter hashtag MyPokeHood. Hashtag MyPokeHood. In July, the crowdsource... the locations of the Pokestops, the results that poured in from across the country and research from the Urban Institute think tank bore out our experience.
My wife!
South side of Chicago doesn't have any Pokestops. Maybe because they're afraid of bullets!
Or Detroit.
Well, here's the thing. Really the company...
Did Pokemons want to avoid living
in... We can't hear him, dude. Like, he's being picked up by your mic. Is his mic even on or plugged in?
That's why we keep talking over you. Sorry,
dude. Really surprised that, you know, Pokemon doesn't want to live in the hood. I mean, he's going to buy a house like the rest of us. Buy it in the best place.
I've been reading more about it, and they were using some algorithm to map out Pokemon based off an older game.
There was a game called Ingress.
Yeah. Ingress, thank you.
And this game called Ingress was a game that... where you go to like to real life locations and you could open fake portals. And basically it was just a place that would show you around towns, you know, but like in a game way, you know? So they imported all the stuff from Ingress. That's why a lot of Pokestops are churches, because those are places that, you know, people walk to, you know, to do the tours. Well,
and you're in there for 3 hours every Sunday. And if that thing keeps refreshing, you know how many Pokeballs you're getting?
Yeah. Okay. You're right. It turns out Niantic, which makes Pokemon Go, relied
on... Dutch, do you know that personally now?
Yeah.
I'm just assuming. I don't ever go to church. I've met
Are
a
you asking for a friend?
It turns out Niantic, which makes Pokemon Go, relied on map from a previous, like I said, previous game called Ingress, which was crowdsourced.
That was like a capture the flag kind of thing.
Right. The Urban Institute says that the racial divides in the game amount to, oh my God, the dearth of Pokestops and gyms make it tougher for residents of these overlooked communities to participate in the game. They also lose the benefit to gamers that come with a multitude of virtual stops. We now have a game where it looks like people who are already disadvantaged are playing. Oh my God. It's a game. Calm the fuck down.
You knew it was about time before people are going to try and put some sort of a racial spin on this.
Yeah, you're right. It is current.
There was people putting some racial spins. I heard today on Sports Talk Radio on Michael Phelps and the amount of medals he won because no black people swim.
That's not nice.
Can you believe
that?
That
one guy, though, right? LaClose, but no cigar?
Yeah. Have you seen all the Michael Phelps fucking memes being made of his angry face?
Yeah, he looks like Anakin Skywalker from Revenge of the Sith and shit.
Like he's about to kill younglings.
Yeah, and then he's got like these like huge like cupping burns or marks on his arms.
Oh, yeah. There's like this new thing to like help draw blood where basically they just put huge suction cups on you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I've done that before. Katie, Ryan's ex, used to do that. She's done it on me. She's done it on Marie, the cupping thing.
Oh, yep. Yeah. I was going to say like she gave you like huge hickeys.
No, it works actually well. Like what they do is they get like these cups and they oil that they light on fire.
No, it's a cotton ball that she soaks in alcohol and then lights it on fire.
And then you hold it on the skin and it kind of pulls on it.
Yeah.
And I thought they were just using like a poor man's version of a penis pump or just basically your skin up.
There are other versions of it. There's
it's
two
kinds larger from Austin.
There's
Power,
two kinds of versions. There is like the penis pump version, but then there's also the where they burn out the oxygen underneath it by lighting a fire underneath it and then removing it and placing it.
Here's a video of them doing it. Okay, there we go. Okay, see?
and we're going to.
That's the acupuncture part.
It's very important that we get permission from the person we're doing cupping on to make sure.
Oh, you shouldn't run up to them and just start cupping them without asking?
I guess not.
All right there, Pierce Morgan.
They're aware of this possibility. The cups generally, cupping marks generally last for about 3 to 4 days and can last up to a week. Users are
like a bruise. Today,
making sure that the excess spirit is rubbed away. I'm going to close the crate.
All right, let's check it out.
Yeah, he lit his thing on fire.
And then he put the cup on there.
Cups to work on the large areas. There's more flesh.
Yeah, he's creating a vacuum with the fire eating up the oxygen.
Yep.
Hey, look, how many gold medals does Phelps have?
Oh, yeah, no, 20.
Cupping works. Let's just put it that way.
It's 19, I think.
Or and also,
21 actually now.
Yeah, I said that. Weed works.
He can just smoke whenever he wants now, right?
Guy can do whatever he wants.
Most decorated Olympian ever. So.
That guy should be allowed to walk anywhere in the United States of America and ask for a blowjob, and a woman should be obliged to give it to him because the guy's a fucking hero.
And most would because he's got that swimmer build.
Yeah, and anal. But look, is Ryan Lochte doing anything?
Who
the hell's Ryan
heads?
Lochte do?
He's counting.
He platinum blonde bleached his hair. So he's got that going for him.
Oh, I hate
such
him.
Such a douche.
Yeah, like Jared Leto in Fight Club, like that kind of white.
No. Jared Leto in Suicide Squad, that kind of white.
I'm going to ug.
Mark, why aren't you talking into your mic? You're talking into the side of it weirdly.
How about now?
There you go.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I don't know what you're doing.
It's what he's not doing that makes me intrigued.
All right. Facebook's going to start to override ad blockers.
Hooray.
Why
so
not?
No more $9.99 ads for Oakley's?
No, you got it wrong. It's the other way around. Facebook's going to override the ad blocker thing you have in, Chrome or whatever you use to block ads. Facebook is planning to use specialized software.
Think Mozilla or the other ones will just write a new program to override that too?
I know. But Facebook is planning to use specialized software to show adverts to desktop users who have installed ad blockers. The technology begins to threaten the social network's advertising revenue. Facebook is a free service which relies usually on ads for survival. While 84% of its advertising revenue comes through mobile ads, it made almost $1 billion in desktop ads last quarter. Facebook announced that it would be updating its ad controls to allow users to specify ad preferences. The social none. That's my preference. Social platform argues that this user management should make ads more relevant to users as well as more valuable to advertisers. Users will also be able to opt out of receiving ads from certain companies or unselect ads based on categories. Yeah, but exactly like you said,
company to company, we have to say, please stop advertising to me.
No, because there'll always be another one.
Yeah, the frequency won't stop. It's just if you're getting it from that specific one.
But that's what I mean. Like ad by ad, as I say no to one company, another one will pop up in its place, and I'll have to say no to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I do get it. They have to make money, and that's how they make it. But I think they're doing fine, right?
They're doing good.
I would prefer, instead of having to say no, let me choose the companies I want to be told marketing promotions about.
Yeah, it's kind of like having text alerts from your certain apps. You'd be like, I do want to get alerts from this one, not that one.
Or at least start with the professional pages that I've liked already. Let them market to me because I've chosen to like them.
Well, what if they don't have a marketing program?
They always do.
Major national Gallup poll says number of American adults who smoke weed nearly doubles in 3 years.
Yeah.
I think what happened is now that it's more socially acceptable, people are saying they do. A new Gallup poll reports that the number of people who smoke pot.
Now, is that a poll run by horses?
I've made that joke. That's my joke.
Galileo.
A new Gallup poll reports that the number of people who smoke pot has nearly doubled since 2013. That year, 7% of adults said that they were currently married. 7%? You liars. You fucking liars.
How much do you think, percentage-wise?
Right.
15.
Huh?
15?
I think 15.
15?
That's pretty good.
I did $1.
I was going to say, I like 20. I say 20.
Yeah. Well, okay. There's two different.
West is more populated. They've done it first. There's a lot. I mean, like, they've made record money in their first year of, you know, legal legislation. So
it's now, is this people who said they tried it or people who do it on a regular basis?
Well, it's up to 13% now. It says people who smoke pot. It is. Let me read it. See if it says more. Gallup. Who's that going?
Hold on. Just keep talking.
Yeah, okay. Gallup reports consistent majority support nationwide for marijuana legalization since 2013. And it found that residents in the West four states have already legalized marijuana were significantly more likely to report being regular users. Well, Dove, it's legal. Most of the increase occurred between 2013 and 2015. Colorado and Washington legalized in 2012, joined by Alaska, Oregon, and D.C. 2 years later. This year legalization.
Welcome to the family, kids.
Yep. This year legalization will be on the ballot in five states, including California. Medical marijuana will be up for a vote in three more.
Any word if they're on the ballet?
I don't know, but they are on the ballot in Florida. So make sure everyone fucking. It's going to pass, by the way. It has like 80% approval right now. According to the survey.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything if you don't go out and fucking vote because they lost by what? 2.3% the last time?
I voted.
Votes, but they just didn't have enough. Fucking people.
I voted.
The fact that in your dumb state, it majority doesn't rule. It has to be a lot of majority rules.
It's stupid.
What is it? It has to be 75%.
People are
going to
start dying in droves, and then that'll be the end of it. Like, we won't have this myopic vision of the future that isn't, it's not possible anymore. Like, you got to be progressive.
Okay, you said, Royce, you said 13% said that they've tried it, right?
Well, that they currently smoke it.
And that is a U.S.-wide poll, yes?
Yes, correct.
There are 318 million people in the United States.
Adults, yes.
So 318 million people in the United States, 13 of which say they smoke it, 30%. Which means 41 million people are smoking in the United States.
I feel like it's more. I feel like it has to be more.
Yeah, let's round it to 50.
Yeah, I feel
that's
like
a
it's
safe one.
I mean, I just even though it's legal, I still think a lot of people are not going to say yes because of the stigma attached to it. And certain jobs, it could be legal in your state, but the job doesn't want you to. You know what I mean?
Let's at least just be like as super safe as possible. 42 million people U.S. wide are probably smoking.
I think more.
Right.
I'm going to say
of course
more.
Okay, but
listen,
safe.
Even the FBI said, listen, we have people that are skilled, they're talented hackers, they can, you know, do that type of thing, but we can't hire them because they test positive on their drug test for marijuana.
According to the survey, the key determinants of marijuana use are age and whatever. Among adults under 30, nearly one out of five, 19%, report current use. Double
well,
the
one
rate.
Out of five is not 13%.
No, that's this is adults under 30 now.
Okay.
Marie, you were going to make a point because you were bringing up the whole thing. Like, what did you want to say as far as because you're bringing up the fact that, 42 million people.
I wanted to give perspective because 13% sounds small when you say it as 13%. But when you say it as millions
number,
of people
right.
and you put a number to 42 million people.
Or is it maybe I just think it should be more because of my friends. You know what I mean? Like, is that fair? Like,
no,
I don't know. I don't think so.
You hang out with criminals or people who are uncircumcised. That's a whole different thing.
Wait, who's uncircumcised?
I am, number one.
Why. We also, I feel like I have a skewed perception of people don't want to have kids anymore. People don't want to have kids anymore from my perspective. And the reason why is I made one friend that's a couple that didn't want to have kids. And they they introduced me to all their friends that don't want to have kids because people that don't want to have kids have to stay friends with each other because the moment someone has kids, you're no longer friends with that couple.
I've lost a lot of friends because of kids.
So we're divided between the people that have kids and the people who don't have kids. So I have a skewed perspective that thinks no one wants to have kids anymore. The world's going to die.
All of my friends are tied with their respective kin as far as cutest toddler, cutest little five-year-old or whatever. So, but the point being is that every time that I see them or I hang out with them, they're always complaining about the fact that they do have their kids. Like, God damn it, they just smeared so much shit all over the walls. Like, I don't understand how that happened. And then they were just happy about it. And then meanwhile, the wife is just drinking wine like willy-nilly to the point where they're just you know, they don't care.
Well, here's the thing is that, like, you know, everybody works in a herd mentality no matter what's going on in their life. So if you get to a certain point, you have kids and you have a group of other kids that have kids, you tend to gravitate towards them. Hence Marie's whole point of she doesn't want to have kids and she's, you know, being drawn into other people who don't as well. So it's not like, you know, oh, my group of friend is the microcosm of the way the rest of the world thinks. It's not even at all. It's just
no, they just don't have time because they're just sucked in with all their kids' activities and family shit. And then they're just trying to, you know, like grab an hour here or there to fucking take a nap.
The thing that I've learned about, you know, since the political thing has happened is that I looked at my Facebook profiles of friends that liked other things. I have more friends that are voting for Gary Johnson than they do Hillary or Trump. So I know that most of the people that I talk to are libertarians that are probably not having kids and are more open-minded to things like marijuana getting legalized. And so orgies. I'm in a microcosm of open-minded people that don't want to have kids because they think the world is fucked up and leave me the fuck alone.
But here's why
that's
my
microcosm.
Here's why I think that 13% is still way under, because even like Colorado's a perfect example, Dutch. More than 13% of people there wanted it legalized. Are you telling me that the other 47% of the other, I'm sorry.
Yes, I agree with you. I think more people are lying about it because they're afraid to get caught.
Yeah,
right. But then again, you also have the population. There is a big boost of people who do it now because it is legal, like my mother.
Exactly.
Yes. So, I mean, that just, you know, that just goes with the territory. When something becomes legal, people are like, you get curious. Like, ew.
Yes.
What is this? It comes in gummy bear shaped. And then my mother is calling my nurse girlfriend going, I'm panicking. I think I'm dying. You need to come over.
Yes.
Parents buy for me. Like,
Mom, you're just going to have to wait it out. Mom, I apologize.
For states like
how many milligrams was it? Oh, Mom, what are you doing?
For states like Colorado, Washington,
she was in a comatose.
Oregon, yes, people are going to start trying it that weren't doing it before.
So you're going to have that bump up, but I do agree with Royce. There is a percentage that were lying before, and they've always been doing it, and now they're just coming out of the woodwork and saying, yeah, I do it now.
While 12% of men claim current use, only 7% of women did. And as noted above, 14% of Westerners were current
See,
users
women lie.
Compared with 9% of listeners and 6% only 6% of people in the Midwest, apparently, which that's bullshit. You have to be high all the time to live in the Midwest.
Why would you live there?
Yeah, I wouldn't fucking live there.
I almost lived there.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Super close. Like, I almost moved.
You could have been a fan of the Bengals.
Where were you going to move to?
Yeah, where were you going to move to?
I was going to move to Lincoln.
Nebraska?
Nebraska. Yeah. You would be a Cornhuskers fan.
I would be a Cornhusker. I would be an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, sure.
What was going to pull you to Nebraska?
I was pretty close to getting married.
Oh! Great time with Mark. All right, go ahead. What happened?
So it was someone that I met at work that we were dating, then we were off, and then we were dating again, and then she ended up moving in with me for 3 months, and I helped her move to Nebraska because she was able to get a job there working with the penal system, providing counseling for sexual abusers, people that were in prison because of
I don't know if you should call
assault,
it the penal
et cetera.
The penal system sounds unfair for sexual abusers.
It takes 24 hours, give or take, to get from Lakeland, Florida to Lincoln, Nebraska. And then we were there and we got her settled, and then I told her before I left, I was like, if you want me here, just, you know, you let me know and then I'll make it happen.
Ew.
And then like 3 days later, she's like, yeah, we need a breakup.
She didn't.
I was like, okay, because I didn't want to
know why, because you made yourself that available. If you need me here, just let me know and I'll come to your beck and call.
Well, good.
Ew.
To Lincoln.
Good.
To Lincoln.
You shouldn't have gone to Nebraska.
That John Denver.
I'm glad I didn't, because otherwise I wouldn't have met you fuckers. So, you know.
That John Denver was full of shit.
John Denver was full of shit.
Mountains are that way.
There's nothing in
Lincoln. Hold on. There's a new meme out that I just saw. Winners don't smoke. Is Michael Phelps. Winners don't smoke weed. Champions do.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Greatest of all time do.
That is awesome.
That is so funny.
Champions do.
Smoke marijuana, they said. Win 20 gold medals. Most in U.S. history, they said.
21.
Well, you know what? You're telling me you don't become a flat thing like the anti drug. Remember that cartoon where the girl just became a flat thing on the couch with no bones?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Or the whole egg thing. There's your brain. There's your brain on pot.
I don't think it was drugs or heroin.
I don't care about the Olympics. I don't care about any of that shit. But I did see I saw a GIF of Michael Phelps, like once he does his turn and he like swims underwater and he looks like a fucking dolphin. He's fucking moving his shit like for a full 10 seconds before he finally pulls up and then he starts like going into his normal stroke.
Everybody else was like
1.5 and he's like fucking down there because his ears and his fucking aerodynamics and shit.
Yeah, no, they
anybody
were
catch the
gif
of the bicycle guy cracking her head on the fucking curb?
Yeah, there's been a lot of fucking ouchies this one.
Oh, that fucking broken leg.
I can't see that anymore.
I can't see the broken leg.
I can't even listen to it.
Did you see the swimming pools now change from light blue to green because of all the algae that filtered in?
No.
Have you seen the fucking picture of the guy, of the lifeguard?
Oh, she's so fucking bored.
There is a lifeguard. They have to have a lifeguard with the Olympic swimmers. And she looks, find a picture. She looks so bored because these are the best swimmers on the planet. Yeah.
She looks as bored as I did when I was watching Suicide Squad last week.
Do you think she's getting paid or no?
Of course.
That has to be some sort of like dumb Olympic mandatory thing to have a lifeguard on duty. But these are the best swim. No one's better in the water than the people you're looking at.
I love this one of Michael Phelps turning into a Super Saiyan. That is awesome.
It's a whole damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because like, if they don't have a lifeguard, and if something were to happen to somebody, they would get shit on royally.
There you go, Dutch. Look in the chat.
She's so sad.
That's her job.
She's so sad.
She's like, I wanted to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
I don't think
if she ever makes eye contact with anyone, they're like, why is she here?
What is she doing? This is embarrassing. Like, even if something happened to one of them, every other one in there could swim, you know? They'll be fine.
I wanted to compete, but I've got to watch these guys because, you know, I miss curfew.
You think she's ever even been in the pool?
No, probably not. Not at all.
She goes home every day.
You think they ever pull pranks on her? Like, oh, I got a cramp. I'm just kidding.
It is green.
What the fuck? How did the water turn green? How did the water turn green?
Did somebody Photoshop that?
No, that's real.
Listen, this fucking Olympics has been fucked since day one. That was like a year ago. But one of the things that they were talking about was that just the sewer dumpage of used water in Rio, like it doesn't go anywhere. They don't have any sort of filtration system. So they're just swimming in, you know, poop where if you take more than 3 tablespoons worth of the water, then you definitely have the possibility that you will get sick from like some sort of like dysentery or, you know, some kind of not a good thing to have.
Here's a story that just popped up an hour ago. It's on Tuesday. Something happened. In Rio, it turned green, not a little green. The entire thing. So they have 2 different ones. One left is blue. The other one's green.
Algae blamed for green Olympic pool. Yeah, here's the video from CNN.
Hey, go for it.
I don't think it's just one of those videos that just says the fucking thing. I don't think it actually talks. Rio Olympic diving team. Okay, just read it. During the opening ceremonies, the Rio Olympic organizers talked about the green environment. They were not talking about the pools. But on Tuesday, the water in the pool where the divers for the women's synchronized 10-meter platform competed, officially called the diving well, was a dark green. The green hue seen in the water due to the proliferation of algae caused by the heat and lack of wind in the venue. In statements released to the media on the committee, stressed that the water was tested and there's no risk to the athletes.
Well, can you drink it? Can they just get an oxygenizer down there? Like they do that in when you have a fish tank.
Listen, the spot where they had the volleyball final for this Olympics, there was a dead body that washed up on shore two weeks before they actually had the event. And they were still, you know, like trying to say, it's fine. This is just whatever. Hey, next question. I'm sorry.
Ew. This is bad. Look at that. The diving platform.
Ew. What about the rioters trying to put out the Olympic torch?
Dude, this country was not prepared for this. They should not be doing. They're in a fucking economic spiral. They don't have the money for this.
They said the same thing last year when the World Cup was being held there. So, I mean, and nothing really bad happened then.
Well,
so
right now we have a green swimming pool and dead bodies washing up during volleyball. I mean, that's pretty bad, right?
This is fine.
Look, someone photoshopped Kermit on the pool.
You should go back where you came.
It's not easy being green, Kermit.
Oh, my God.
No, not, no, it's not, Miss Piggy.
Let me close this Night of Joy fucking tab.
Yeah. Oh, Night of Joy, I love you.
Which, by the way, I sent you guys a message, you know, a little sidebar, a DM, if you will. Did you fucking see that Fuel is going to be at Epcot?
Why?
For
Hemorrhage in My Hand Fuel?
Yes, Hemorrhage in My Hand Fuel is going to be at Epcot for the Food and Wine Festival this year. They got Fuel!
This is a John thing to bring up. Like, I haven't thought about that band in the last 10 years.
Is Fuel not good?
Sunburn was such a great album.
No, I like Fuel. It just, what have they done new?
Nothing, but Fuel was a big band. Okay, all right. Let me put this into perspective. Let me put this into perspective. They usually have Wilson Phillips and Chris Cross. Or not Chris Cross. Christopher Cross, not Chris Cross. All right,
well, I'd rather see Christopher Cross.
I'd rather see Chris Cross.
It's just making Cross jump now because Chris died.
Yeah, he died of dysentery.
Woman whose driver's license falsely marked her as a sexual predator threatens to sue state.
I would.
Hey, guys, guess what state?
Sue the shit out of
everybody.
Guys,
you put
on me.
Guess what state?
Florida.
Yep, Orlando.
God damn it.
Claremont, right down the road from me.
Son of a
bitch. Claremont?
Tammy LeMasters wondered why a judge and bailiff raised eyebrows after looking at her driver's license when she went to court.
Florida is U.S.'s version of Brazil.
Landmaster, who had recently moved back to Claremont from West Virginia. Wow, that's
West Virginia. Oh, shit.
Was shocked to find the bottom right corner of her newly issued driver's license had the word sexual predator on it in blue capital letters. The mother of three teenagers had the license for a few days before realizing the error when she found out. How did it take her 3 days?
Before realizing the error, like, hey, listen, baby, I'm a MILF. Like, oh, this isn't working the way that I wanted.
When
she probably thought it was like a funny way of saying safe driver.
Yeah.
When she found out, she started crying and was afraid to drive or do anything where she might have to show her license. On Thursday, she threatened to sue the State Department of Highway Services. It's so embarrassing. She shouldn't be something that should happen, as they need to change it. And they asked me to check my name and address, and that when I checked it, LeMaster
said... And
also
check my privilege.
The sexual predator box... Hold on. They asked me to check my name and address, and that's what I checked.
That's actually...
LeMaster said the sexual predator box is in the lower corner, and... yes, Marie?
That's what I call my vagina!
Your nice. Lower box.
My sexual predator.
Sexual predator box.
Checked it there. Or LeMasters. I would like to think that you call it LeMasters.
I'm glad you forced that one in because that was good. You're being pushed out the door. And it's like, no, I'm coming back in. You fucking Jesus. Oh, I'm proud of you. That was good.
The sexual predator box.
Tattooed right there on the upper V. Sexual predator box.
The upper V, is that what it's called now?
I don't know.
She and her fiance tried to go to Disney World about 2 weeks ago and were detained by employees after showing her ID for a Florida discount. Did you need the discount that bad, lady?
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
She said the couple told the employees that the stamp was a mistake, but were held in a room for about 3 hours while the employees called authorities. Ooh, that sucks.
Well, you are Disney. When you see sexual predator, I mean, you got
to
do something.
To be fair, the difference between the Florida pass and the annual pass is like $300.
Damn.
Yeah. Each customer is asked to check over their license to avoid errors. Okay, so they put it on her. We're just humans doing a human job. We can make human mistakes. Yeah, but a human mistake like that is fucking terrible. Like, again, just because it's a mistake doesn't mean it's fucking cool, you know? Like, this. Imagine that. You fucking...
Sexual predator.
You're a sexual goddamn predator.
What if, what if they marked on your license that instead of sexual predator, you were sexual chocolate? Would you rather have that on your license?
I would keep that in a heartbeat.
Sexual healing, like you're a sexual healer?
Get up.
I feel like that would be like a lot of responsibility if you're a sexual healer.
If you want that feeling, you need get up. Sexual healing.
I want to sell my license, by the way.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. It's time to wrap up. Turn it down just a little bit. All right. Make sure you stay tuned. Hope I think Cousin Joe's coming back tomorrow. I don't know if he's resolved his issues. But
more issues?
Yeah. But listen for that. The Real Thing podcast will be up as soon as Mark records it. So that'll be up, and it'll be on Wednesday next week before Hippo Juice. And make sure you hear Rorschach and Doc on the weekends, Conti and Kenny. And you know the drill, so you do that. Big shout out also to Papa's Basement. I never plugged them enough, and he's awesome. He's been on the show a couple times. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And I think we're out of here. Dutch, want to play that?